It is 7:41. Good morning. This is KDNK Commerdale, and it is time for your KDNK local newscast for Thursday morning, January 26th. I'm Steve Cole, live from the heart of Carbondale's Creative District. KDNK News Director Gavin Daw caught up with State Representative Danaya Escar by phone to discuss the significance of Colorado's first millennial and first Latina Speaker of the House and to get her perspective on Black Hills Energy's criticism of Colorado's Public Utilities Commission.
State Representative Danaya Escar joins us now on KDNK. Thanks for speaking to me.
Thanks for having me.
I want to ask you about the significance of Crisanta Duran, the first Latina and first millennial as Speaker of the House. You've been the first on a few things yourself. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. It's an honor to serve under Crisanta Duran, as she was also my mentor my first year. So seeing her really rise to this spot is really inspiring, and I'm so inspiring to be able to work under the very first Latina Speaker of the House. Being first on things is significant and important, as long as we remember that we don't ever want to be the only. I was the very first openly gay elected official to run for office in Pueblo and the first to ever be elected, and whenever I do tell that story, I always stop and say, but I better not ever be the last, and make sure that more people who live in these margins really see more people like them representing them in government, the better. And I hope that that inspires Latinas, people from the millennial generation, and people from the LGBT community to really come out in force and start running for offices.
So what are some of your personal legislative priorities this session?
One of them happens to be looking, I ran in 2015 a bill that would actually change the way the Public Utilities Commission works, to really expand it to make sure that the people who make the decisions on anything that comes before the Public Utilities Commission represent all of the areas of Colorado. Too often, the commissioners that are picked by the governor come from Metro Denver, and they just don't have the same struggles as people outside of Metro Denver do, as I'm sure your listeners know as well. So I'm working on that bill, trying to update it and bring it back as well. But really, as far as political agendas this year, I'm doing a lot of work as the vice chair of the Health Insurance and Environment Committee. I'm doing a lot of work when it comes to really figuring out how not only do we protect Coloradans' access to health care, but how we improve the affordability of that health care.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a priority of mine this year because too many of my constituents are paying way too much for health insurance, way too much for their prescriptions, way too much for hospital stays. So really digging in and finding out, why do things cost as much as they do? How can we reduce those costs? And how can we make sure no matter what happens from the federal level, Coloradans are still protected and have access to that critical health care that we all deserve, because health care is a human right.
In the limited time that we have left, I want to ask you more about the Public Utilities Commission, because you have a real unique perspective on what's been already some controversy in this new year. Governor John Hickenlooper made new appointments to the commission, mm-hmm. and meanwhile, the company which provides gas service to many KDNK listeners and electricity to your district is criticizing the third remaining member of the Public Utilities Commission, Francis Concilia. And so the Pueblo Chieftain Editorial Board has supported Concilia's efforts on behalf of consumers to push back against continued rate hikes for Black Hills customers in your area in Pueblo. One of the governor's new appointees is Wendy Mosier, a former attorney and VP at Black Hills, who then went on to work for Charter Communications, a telecommunications company that is, again, often up in front of the PUC. So then when the utility filed a motion January 9th, saying it wants the PUC to reconsider an $8.5 million revenue request the commission cut to less than $1 million, they demanded that Concilia recuse herself because they allege she's biased, I guess, in favor of consumers. So you've watched this right up close and personal there. You know, Francis, what's your take on what's happening with the Public Utilities Commission right now?
So I guess if I had to use one word, it would be frustrated. And this is why. For far too many years, the Public Utilities Commission basically rubber-stamped any rate increase that Black Hills Energy brought before them to buy infrastructure. And while I understand that they need to continue to be able to produce electricity to supply it, they really have just run rampant. Our rate has been increased nearly 26%, and that's huge when you talk about a community like mine that doesn't really necessarily have a lot of wealth. And finally, when we had Francis Concilia appointed, listening to her during these committee hearings when Black Hills came forward once again asking for more money and another rate hike, listening to her really dig in and check the facts. That's really what she did during the hearing. I listened to it. It was a three-hour-long hearing, and I listened to it very clearly. I went back and read through depositions. She was simply asking for Black Hills Energy to state the facts. And when they couldn't come up with the facts, she voted no on certain parts of the rate increase. And for Black Hills Energy to have the audacity to come back and not only say, we want to have another hearing, but, oh, yeah, she can't talk for, she can't be a part of the discussions because she was unjust to us. I think it was even told to me that they felt like their back was against the wall with her presiding over the hearing. And the fact is, my constituents and myself, my family, my friends, our backs have been against the wall because it's a monopoly in Pueblo right now. The Black Hills Energy is the only electric company that we have. We have no choice but to purchase electricity from them, and they keep gouging us. And my constituents cannot pay for it anymore. And in fact, Frances Concilian has not only just been a champion on this issue, she was appalled to hear that the Public Utilities Commission had never actually come to Pueblo to allow the ratepayers to weigh in on any of these rate increases. So she asked that the commission actually come to Pueblo and hold a hearing just to listen to the ratepayers themselves. And over 600 people filled a room, and there was one person who stood with Black Hills Energy. The remaining people that were able to speak that night, because we had limited time, had very pointed reasons of why we could no longer afford Black Hills Energy anymore. And that was her doing. That was her saying, as a commissioner, I believe we need to hear from the ratepayers, not just the corporations every day. And for that, I applaud her. And she's done more fighting for not just our community, but for all consumers across Colorado on anything that comes before the Public Utilities Commissioner. That to ask her to recuse herself, I think, is just ridiculous and unfounded. And the governor and I had some conversations before about who he appoints to the Public Utilities Commission. I ran the bill in 2015 because I didn't think it was fair. Everybody from Denver are being appointed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told by different people that that had something to do with making sure that we opened up the idea of who can serve on the commission. But the new appointees are both from Metro Denver once again. I have not met Wendy yet. I don't want to make any judgment on Wendy yet. I have not seen her in action yet. I will tell you, though, my constituents and I are very concerned that someone who actually was the vice president of Black Hills Energy and at one point possibly could have had stocks in the company itself is now serving on the Public Utilities Commission, although she hasn't worked for them for years. We understand that. The fact that she was a part of the corporation when some of these rate increases were actually approved before, it's cause for concern. You know, I would tell your listeners to really pay attention. Really pay attention to what your bills are. Compare those bills to other areas of the state. Be alert and really pay attention to find out when and if Black Hills is ever going to go before the Public Utilities Commission for any kind of a rate increase. Just be vigilant and make sure that as you're being a good consumer. I know that a lot of times when it comes to utilities, we don't have choices, so we don't feel like we're good consumers. We don't really have the option of comparing. But your voice matters. Your voice has power, and you need to use it. So pay attention to what's happening in your community. Pay attention, and when you think something isn't right, speak up and hold your elected officials accountable to make sure that they are paying attention as well.
Representative Danaya Escar, thank you so much for speaking to Katie and Kay.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
The Bureau of Land Management made a decision in December in favor of Black Hills' proposed natural gas compressor near Carbondale. The BLM told KD&K that a new compressor will be built where an old one already exists. Wilderness Workshop plans to appeal the decision. Black Hills could break ground on the compressor as soon as spring. Of all the interviews KD&K recorded at the Women's March in Carbondale this past Saturday, KD&K's Gavin Dahl picked out this one as his very favorite.
I'm Charlotte Fisher. I'm from Basalt, Colorado.
So 12 years old, out here at the crack of dawn in freezing cold temperatures. Why?
I believe that we need to resist President Trump's agenda, and that to do that we have to stand together.
What are some of the things in the Trump agenda that concern you?
I'm concerned for minorities and people who can't be heard. I think that they deserve to have a voice, and that with Trump as president, they won't have that voice.
And in terms of your own political involvement, you're not old enough to vote yet, and yet you're out here finding another way to have a voice, huh?
Yes, I try to do that. And even though I can't vote, I am a member of the Indivisible Roaring Fork group. And if you would like to go against Trump, I suggest that you join that.
So tell us more about that. What's the Indivisible group?
Well, the Indivisible group is an organized group that takes actions against Trump's agenda. And you can find them on Facebook. You can email their email, which I believe it's roaringforkresistance@gmail.com.
Do you think that there is a chance that more and more young people speaking up will reach an audience as well? Because one of the problems with being a young person is usually you're told what to do and people don't listen to you very much.
Yeah, definitely. Because we're the generation that's going to inherit this country. And if it gets destroyed, if we lose our rights, then we're losing the rights of children, of future generations. And I believe it's definitely very important for young people to speak out, even if they don't believe they have power, they do.
And then what would you say for other young people who might hear this?
Well, stand up. Try to talk to people. You can call members of Congress and ask them to help you, to stand up for you. So I'd say just make sure that you're heard.